While 30 million Americans remain unemployed because of the pandemic, the very rich are getting very richer. The Institute for Policy Studies estimates that America's 643 billionaires have seen their wealth grow by $685 billion since the pandemic began in March. And that's prompting some Democrats to call for a one-time wealth tax on capital gains made during the crisis. Meanwhile, President Trump said yesterday he's weighing capital gains tax cut. For more, let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
How are you?
Good. Lucky, grateful to be working. But we know so many Americans are struggling. They're either unemployed, they can't open their businesses. It's just terrible. But these people making so much money, who are they? Which industries? Or are they just making money on their money? What's happening?
Yeah, capital has actually done quite well in some parts during the financial crisis. We've talked about it before. You look at how the values of Amazon, Facebook, Apple, Tesla, other tech heavyweights, they've just swelled compared to the broader market and economy. You talk about real estate. Mortgage rates are minuscule for those who can get them, and homes get snapped up so quickly. So a lot of wealth is sloshing around, wealth gains, at least on paper.
So we've had these different thoughts about it. Democrats saying that he wants to, Democrats saying that they want to have this one-time tax. What would that be?
Yeah, there's this idea of a make Billionaires Pay Act, and it would levy a one-time 60% tax on wealth gains made by billionaires between March 18th and January 1st. So that's to pay for out-of-pocket healthcare expenses for all Americans for a year. And that's clocked to current values to get you a $730 billion price tag on the wealth accumulated by all those billionaires since March 18th. But that can't be done unilaterally, so it's unclear that all Democrats in the U.S. Senate would fall behind the idea of this pandemic windfall tax, to say nothing of Republican lawmakers in the White House.
Well, it's being proposed by Bernie Sanders, Ed Markey of Massachusetts, Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, and Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, and Mark Zuckerberg would be the hardest hit by this. Jeff Bezos maybe would have to pay about $43 billion. I'm imagining a lot of that is Amazon.
Yeah, but look, this is all in the theoretical. So a lot of the criticism of this make billionaires pay tax, it's based on taxable events, capital gains normally are. So you're talking about these billionaires as though they've captured more than $700 billion in cash during the pandemic. No, they're paper gains. You look at your own brokerage statement, your own retirement statement. How much have you banked since March 18th? I mean, that fluctuates in background.
Yeah. Well, but meanwhile, the president wants to give him a break, a capital gains cut. So he can't do that without Congress. Could he do that with an executive order? And can he do that?
There's a tiny sliver of a loophole. I don't know if I just mix metaphors. I mean, yes, he would need Congress to cut the 20% long-term capital gains rate, but he could also theoretically avoid Pelosi and Schumer by decreeing that capital gains be indexed to inflation, which lets you reduce the portion of your winnings that are taxable. But again, and no pun intended, these gains are very much on the margin and concentrated among the top 1%.
Any chance in the few seconds we have, Robin Farzad, that any of those people I mentioned, Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, would volunteer, you know, to somehow give up some of the billions that they made off the pandemic in effect?
They might write columns and up their philanthropic efforts, but you're talking about tens of billions of dollars for 6 months of behavior. I just don't see it happening.
No, is the answer. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.